Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and to kick off today's show, we're going to talk about the spectacular opening of Michigan Central Station with Mark Truby, the Chief Communications Officer for Ford Motor Company. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ann.
Big week for you, for Ford Motor Company. Talk a little bit about how big this is for Ford Motor Company and the city of Detroit, Mark.
Well, you know, it's first of all, the opening was something that for us was 6 years in the making.
Wow.
You know, back in 2018, you know, Bill had this idea. It was crazy, ambitious idea that what if, you know, what if we could take the most visible symbol of the problems and the issues that Detroit's had, the picture that everybody takes when they want to say, you know, Detroit's a broken city. What if we could transform that into, you know, an innovation hub, a place where everybody wants to come down and spend time, the center of a 30-acre campus that would be all about the future of transportation and make the Motor City again. So that was really, you know, that was the idea that was hatched 6 years ago. So to see that all come full circle and, you know, the progress that's already been made at Michigan Central, but to open that station for everybody to see and to see it all sell out so quick, not only the concert, but the, you know, we're doing 11 days of public tours that just sold out almost instantaneously. And I think people, you know, people understand that, yes, it's a train station that was, you know, beautifully refurbished and rehabbed, but and reconstructed, but it's more than that. It's a symbol of, you know, the resilience and grit of this city and the people to make a better future here in Detroit.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Mark, because when I see people talking about this on all of the different social media channels these days, they almost seem to be pretty emotional about this project.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it was interesting when we first, when Bill Ford made the decision to buy it and we first announced it, you probably remember that day.
Yes.
And then we set up just some tours for people to see, you know, what it was like inside of it. And people were in tears, you know, for different reasons. You know, maybe their father went away and came back from World War II there, or maybe they have childhood memories of that train station, or maybe they were just happy to see that, like, that somebody cared enough to make this effort because they care about the city of Detroit. For a lot of different reasons and a lot of personal reasons, people are emotional about it. And I've had the pleasure to be over there a lot in the past couple of weeks getting ready for, you know, the opening and all of that, and saw a lot of people come through. Everybody from musical artists to, you know, politicians to just the construction workers that worked on it, that put their heart and soul into it, all kinds of different people come in and, you know, and some people are just really fighting tears almost to see what's happened. And it is an emotional story, but, you know, Detroit's been through a lot. You know, we went through the bankruptcy. We went through everything everybody knows about for the past, you know, decades. And to see this, along with everything else that's going on, that's really positive. Now, there's a lot of work to do in the city, no doubt. But, I mean, I think there's just been a lot of positive momentum in the past few years. And this is kind of a capstone to that. So it's emotional.
We're talking to Mark Truby. He's the Chief Communications Officer for Ford Motor Company here on Opportunity Detroit today. Mark, can you paint a picture for what Michigan Central Station looks like right now for our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, so the building itself is, you know, spectacularly grand in the detail and just the beauty of it is breathtaking. It's just jaw-dropping. If you take a step back from that, it's the center of a 30-acre area in Corktown and also to the other side, Southwest Detroit. We also rehabilitated what we call the Book Depository Building, which was an Albert Kahn building that had, I mean, that, you think the train station was in rough shape. That building had, you know, trees growing through it. It's now beautiful again. There's 97 startups there. Very bustling hub of you know, startups and VCs, venture capital firms, all that kind of thing. But the train station now, I mean, I think we're ready to get going. You're going to see Ford take three floors for our advanced technology businesses. Google's going to be in there with Code Next. We're going to have a hotel on the upper floors. We're getting down to the finalists on who's going to be the hotel we choose to be on the upper floors. But the Grand Concourse, that beautiful Grand Concourse that's been immaculately restored, you know, that's going to be a place where if you live in Detroit and you've got friends coming in from out of town or family coming in from out of town, you're going to want to take them down there and you're going to want to go get a dinner or a drink or see an art installation. Or, you know, I think it's going to be one of those things where everybody wants to go down and spend the day there. The park in front of the station, Roosevelt Park, which was in rough shape 6 years ago when we bought the station, is now, I mean, the city did a fantastic job. That is a great, beautiful park area now, and there's going to be a lot of activity going on in the park. So, you know, it's just a wonderful now, you know, Corktown's Detroit's oldest neighborhood, and it's really on the rebound now, and that whole area is a big part of that.
And, you know, Mark, it seems to me that this project is likely life-changing for the people living in that area.
Yeah, it does change things, and we were very aware of that. And we were very aware that if you don't do it well, you might not always change things for the better.
Right.
So we spent a lot of time, you know, a lot of community meetings, just a lot of talking and listening to the community about what they wanted and what they didn't want. We wanted them to feel like Ford was moving in, but we weren't taking over, that we wanted to be part of the community. We wanted to improve the community. You know, for example, the folks of Southwest Detroit were saying, you know, we feel a little bit shut off from the station. It's almost like the station turns its back to us. And you know, it's part of our neighborhood too, like the Corktown Mexican Town area. So, you know, we really took that into account. And now when you go back there, you see, oh, there's going to be a greenway all the way down to the river. And so we were, by having a lot of dialogue with the communities and with Corktown, with Southwest Detroit, I think, you know, we did a pretty good job of trying to come in and be a neighbor and join that neighborhood as opposed to sort of a corporate takeover, which is absolutely what we didn't want. You know, because this isn't just going to be about Ford. Yes, Ford will be a presence there, and we own the properties. But, you know, there's going to be tons of other businesses and nonprofits and universities and academia, a lot of different groups mixing and mashing there. And definitely we want the community to appreciate it, and I think they will.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Do you think we'll ever see trains in that area again?
I think it's not outside of the realm of possibility. There's definitely been talk of what if kind of conversations,
sure,
which, you know, the same type of what if conversations when we started saying, you know, what if we could restore this train station and make it the center of something bigger. You know, train travel in the United States, as everybody knows, particularly in the Midwest, is not, you know, as prevalent as on the East Coast or certainly in Europe and Asia and other parts of the world. For people like me, who spent 6 years in Europe and loved taking trains everywhere, I really hope that someday people will go to Michigan Central to pick up a train to go to Chicago, to go to New York or other places.
Wouldn't
that be fun? I think that would be amazing. And
yes,
I think some people think the same, but you know, that's going to take some work and some planning in order for that to happen someday.
Mark Truby, what about you? You're the chief communications officer for Ford Motor Company. You've been involved in this from the beginning. How do you feel now that it's open personally?
Yeah, mostly I just feel privileged to be able to help tell the story, because that's kind of what my job is, to help,
sure,
tell the story of the company. And you know, I'm a former journalist. I spent years down at the Detroit News downtown when there was nothing downtown. And the Detroit News building was one of the few buildings that was nice downtown at that time, you know, that had been taken care of. And I saw the city, you know, I covered the city through, you know, some of those tough times and saw, you know, the progress bit by bit, step by step, the casinos and the Book Cadillac Hotel, then this America Park, then more and more and more, then Dan Gilbert coming in with what he did, and, you know, Ford Field, Bill and Mayor Duggan putting Ford Field together, I just saw bit by bit this story. And so, you know, I covered that as a journalist, and now to be able to help Ford tell the story of this, you know, is a privilege and kind of a cool opportunity. You know, it's something I've been working on and off for 6 years. So to be able to do the concert and to be able to have those public tours, and to the coverage you've seen, you know, the entire front page of the paper some days.
It's amazing. Been about, right.
Yeah. Like, I guess it's a dream for me as somebody involved in communications and public relations to have this opportunity. Because I don't know of any other company in the world that is doing a project quite like this. So that's pretty unique.
Well, and you know, Mark, there's a couple of other really good stories that you've been involved in, too. One of them being the draft, and the other one being the great success of the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Detroit's having a moment, you know, if you really think about it.
Yes.
I went to two of those playoff games. I think those were the two most exciting sporting events I've ever been to in my life. Obviously, the draft was massive, and the city did an incredible job with you know, those crowds and the experience that they created. You know, you see, when you look at Detroit skyline, you see a crane, you know, over there with, you know, the new Bedrock building, the new skyscrapers. You know, you hadn't seen a lot of cranes in the air in Detroit in a long time.
Right.
I think, you know, the combination of all of that, Detroit's having an incredible moment. And everywhere I go, you know, my friends and family that live in other places, you know, they're starting. Used to be, you said, you know, I live in Detroit, and they're like, ooh, how's that? And now they're like, oh, I hear Detroit's really cool now.
So, they're asking to come visit, right, Mark?
Yeah, they want to come visit. Oh, can I come to a Lions game? Or, you know, what's going on? You know, can you get me tickets to the concert? And so I think we're all of us that live here are feeling a little bit of that good momentum. And that's pretty exciting.
Mark Truby, Chief Communications Officer for Ford Motor Company, thank you so much for your time today and for joining us to tell the story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ann. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, if you haven't already, make a reservation at Detroit's Oak and Reel restaurant. The atmosphere and menu are great. We'll talk to the owner right after these messages.